What Not to Do If You Turn Invisible by Ross Welford.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Part 1. Just before I fell asleep, I could see myself. I was visible, and I knew who I was. That was before. I'm not sure what actually wakes me. The brightness of the sunbed's UV tubes, or lady nudging a food bowl by the door between the hallway and the garage. The purplish lights are so bright that even when I screw my eyes up, they're still blinding me. Have I been asleep? Why didn't the timer go off? How long have I been here? Crowding out those questions, though, is one main thing, and that is how thirsty I am. My tongue's not even sticking to my mouth, but scratching around inside it. I summon up enough spit to at least get everything working. I've lifted up the lid of the sunbed and swung my legs over the side. There's a little pool of sweat. Perspiration, Graham would say. Left where I've been lying. I'm still blinded by the lights, and I'm blinking hard, but... And this is strange. Blinking doesn't seem to make anything go dark. Although there are spots and flashes going off behind my eyes. With one hand, I grope for the switch on the side of the sunbed, and off go the lights. That's better. But only a bit. I still feel awful. I have a stinging headache, and I sit for a while. I should have tested.